for our next evening, a great, great actor doing amazing things on the screens and on the stage. We're joined by Rodney Tu. Rodney, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you've been on, I just have to say this, you've been on some great shows. One of my favorite, I'm a big fan of Wilfred. How was it to be on a show so perpendicular, even in the golden age of TV that we're living in now? It's an odd show. It was a very, very odd show. How was it like? You had a great recurring role. I remember it. Great recurring role in that show.
The dog with the Australian accent.
Unexplained.
Day one. Yeah. You were done.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite. It's certainly one of the most pivotal projects I've ever done in my career, and I'm super grateful. Yeah, it was absolutely odd. When I first read the script, the pilot, it was one of those, like, I'm not sure, how to make heads or tails of it. And then once you sort of, like, sat down with the cast and Elijah and Jason Gann and the showrunner and the creator, at least the person who created the American version, all of a sudden it all came clear, and it just became this really sort of profound script, and so I was very grateful to be a part of it.
Now, I have to ask you, you've done a lot of different things. You've done things like Wilfred, you've done Parks and Recs, big, small, medium, all between. What are the kind of things that you enjoy doing when it comes to, film and TV? You have a passion for theater, which I want to talk about in a few minutes, but in this golden age of TV, so many scripts, there's so much great stuff happening. What do you want to kind of do next? What's on your agenda?
Well, it's funny. I mean, a lot of great opportunities sort of come your way, and a lot of them slip by. It is Hollywood after all, and you just kind of sort of like keep trudging away and hope that the good scripts and the good work and the work that you do sort of like distills itself into these really amazing projects. I am in the midst of shooting something that is I can't disclose it.
Just us.
I know. It's one of those. But let's just say it did really well at the Emmys this year. I'm grateful. And again, these are one of those like sort of bucket list projects. It's not something that I could have predicted that I was going to be a part of. And I'm again, like Wilfred, I'm super grateful. And we'll see how it goes. And I'm super excited. And it's one of those things that like you just kind of sort of cross your fingers and work hard, and then you just hope that it's sort of like they. Who was it that said that he doesn't believe necessarily in luck? Because it's sort of on some level it negates all of the hard work that you put into the career. I forgot the actor who said that. But
I mean, there's so much hard work, especially in acting. It's so much just putting in the hours, not giving up, going in and out. I've got to ask you. I try to ask all working actors this: what are you watching? Is there some little hidden gem that you're binging in the trailer, or you're binging at home that you just want to turn people on? Not the big shows. We're all watching Game of Thrones, but is there a little nugget that you want to drive people towards, as a curator?
I'm obsessed with Schitt's Creek.
I've heard so much about that.
It's a fun little show.
I have not watched it.
I just think it's one of those shows that like I think it has so much unexpected heart in the show, and it's so funny. Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Dan Levy. I've become a little bit biased because Graham Utteridge, who I'm working with right now, wonderful actor, is also dating Sarah Levy, who's on the show. So when I found out that Graham and she were dating, I flipped out. I was like, you have to have her come see the show. And then she did come see the show, and I was too shy to say hi to her afterwards. And this is, a fellow actor. I was too shy. So, like, he texted me after the show. He's like, where are you? She wants to meet you. And I almost ran over her with my car. Like,
wow. Uh-oh.
I was driving back. I was like, oh, my gosh, she wants to meet me. So, like, I'm a huge fan of Schitt's Creek. I think it's one of the funniest shows on television.
Yes, and it also has, I'm sorry, what's his name? Chris Elliott. Who's amazing. Yeah. And it allows all of us to talk on the radio about a show called Schitt's Creek, which is
great.
Which is brilliant.
And you talk about the golden age of television right now. It's like there is definitely this really amazing sort of like living in sort of an amazing time in Hollywood. That being said, I miss character work, and I miss like that, the throwback to character. And there's so much great character work happening in Schitt's Creek, and in television, the pattern tends to be nowadays the trend tends to be naturalism. And I think there's a lot of naturalism in Schitt's Creek, but then there's also these great characters. I mean, you don't have people like Catherine O'Hara get on screen and not make her do what she does great. And that's some really wonderful, memorable characters. Oh,
sounds amazing. I've heard so many people in the course of the last year or so recommend that show. Definitely way up my list. Now, when you're not on the screens... When you're not on the screens doing these amazing roles in these great, great shows, you're on the stage. And you're on the stage now here in sunny Southern California. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you're a part of and why they should see it?
I'm a part of this wonderful premiere, Los Angeles premiere of this play called American Hero. It's written by Beth Wall, who's right now the hot playwright out of New York. She's award-winning, and she's gotten a lot of accolades for her work as of late. And it's this beautiful sort of like allegorical comedy to what's happening in America right now and what's been happening in America for the better part of the past like 10 years. And it really is it's about three workers who work in a subway, in a sandwich shop.
That may or may not be Subway. May or may not be.
May or may not be. We discussed it. Actually, funny you should say that, because it actually was, the story was not so loosely based on an actual event that happened in Seattle at a Quiznos.
Quiznos.
There is another sandwich shop.
Yeah, where the franchise owner, the local franchise owner, abandoned ship, and the workers were left to their own devices to try and figure out how to deal with, you know, do they close up? Do they keep going? These are, you know, blue collar workers, so they were trying to figure out how they can continue to make money, because jobs as of late have been very hard to come by. So it's a really beautiful sort of look at, the American worker and how hard they work, how hard they work, and how just the struggles that everyone sort of that presents.
Tim, it's a human drama about overcoming adversity with cheese. That's your show.
And they can bake it if you want to. Now, I've got to ask you, Rodney, as we hit the break, can you give us the details? Can you give our listeners the website, the numbers, the raw data to be able to go and see the show?
It's the IAMA Theater Company, which is a really hot theater company in LA. You can get tickets at their website at iamatheater.com, and it's IAMATHEATRE.
TRE, classy. TRE,
classy.
Yes.
French.
Yes. So, very, very European.
So the name of the play is American Hero. I want to thank you so much, Rodney Toe. Great actor, great play. I want to encourage all of you to see it. Thank you so much for being part of the bigger picture.
I appreciate it. Great hearing from you guys. Thank you.
Fantastic. Friends and neighbors,